Chapter 3. The One Alone. Those of us who dwell in reality know what freedom is. We experience peace and glory, ineffable and indescribable. Continually we find living fulfillment in the promise of the Christ. What things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Freedom, wholeness, bliss are ours in the kingdom of the real and as the One alone. Take them where they are and as the One who possesses them. Stop trying to procure them in some other world by a mental practice of your own. Fulfillment belongs to us in the kingdom of the One alone. Fulfillment of desire belongs to none in the belief of finite existence. One life, one consciousness, one kingdom is all there is. We must believe, accept, and receive it as our very own. In one way, how simple a thing to do, and in another, the most difficult of all, since it requires total surrender of personal ego. To talk about the spiritual, real self as perfect and complete, yet to identify oneself as an individual personality in a human existence, requiring regeneration continually, denotes misconception and double-mindedness. It merits the rebuke of the Master. If thine eye, perception, be evil, dual, thy whole body, world, shall be full of darkness, ignorance. If therefore the light, highest idea, that is in thee be darkness, ignorance, how great is that darkness? Matthew 6:23. The one way to know reality is to identify oneself as this reality. Heaven, reality, is not a perfect world somewhere to be inhabited after death or in some future time. Heaven is now, at hand, and within us. Designating heaven to be in some place and in some time, other than the immediate here and now, deludes one into believing himself to be outside of it, where he must strive, pray, and think to make himself ready for it. Heaven is all. It is in all time. It contains all place, and it belongs to everyone. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. When does one expect to hear these precious words? He will hear this gracious invitation when he is prepared to receive it and accept it. He will hear it when he is ready to be released from the belief that he is a personality outside the kingdom or even on the threshold of it. He will hear it when he is willing to cease dependence upon personal thought and demonstration altogether, and listen to the voice of God alone. Many wonder why they cannot make their demonstration, reach their goal, or find an end to the path of becoming. To reach the place where one actually lives, and to be the being one really is, he must necessarily confess the weakness and insufficiency of himself as an individual consciousness. As finite minds and beings, none can work up to perfection. Bound in the belief of separateness, one shall be limited, imperfect, and incomplete, continually demanding equalization of rights and abundance. Let him understand this. Power, joy, and abundance belong to the One alone. To have and experience them, we must of necessity be this identical One. The perfect self, which one seeks so hard to have, is really his very own. Identified as another, he cannot reach himself. Those who live as separate beings, outside of heaven, reap as they sow. Living in delusion and darkness, they have sorrow and tribulation. Those who refuse to identify themselves as the One alone, preferring to identify themselves with a mind to be educated, thoughts to be purified, and a body to be healed, shall automatically be denied the greatest possible joy. Revelation, the one way to perfection, blessedness, and peace. If we deny Him the perfect way, He also will deny us. How shall one experience revelation, the mighty, sure deliverer? Revelation is not thought. Therefore, thought must be laid aside. To many, this may seem an utter impossibility, enmeshed as they are in personal thinking, like spiders caught in a web. Look away from mind and thinking. Give up everything that has to do with personal ethics, ways and means. Give your allegiance to God, the one mind. A blessed peace will envelop you as a cloak of light. What you need to know will then be revealed. Reach toward the perfect and the eternal with a love and devotion that are sacred and real. Confess the ways of personal mind and thought to be imperfect and incomplete. Spontaneously, you will find yourself in the straight and narrow way, experiencing the blessed promise. Then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Ways of mental demonstration keep one on a treadmill, where he labors and struggles constantly, never experiencing light of the eternal. Once his eyes open to see his reality and perfection to be established and unmovable, as his very life itself, he discovers demonstration to be superfluous. Sublime faith and absolute acceptance of perfection to be ours in the here and now take away the sense of separateness. Vibrant, all pure desire may be quite sufficient. One may be aware that it is done, caught up in a glory which is real and actual. In oneself alone is found the secret of reality. Spirituality, which is born of our experience in reality, convinces us that we are the One alone.